Wait, is this thing on? I think it's on. Hi! Here's another episode of the Naina Redhu experience. I think I should start calling it Naina Redhu's adventures in daily life. My daily life primarily revolves around the work that I do, and oh my god, I do have some adventures. Just today, I got a call from someone who I'm not really sure what they do. They did not introduce themselves to me. I got an email from them saying that this person that you have worked with shared your email ID with us and we would like to invite you for this thing somewhere not in India. So it was like an international trip, but it was not a fam trip. And the space, I think, is so confusing for everyone involved. Whether it is people who work in PR, whether it is brands, whether it is traditional media companies. I think there are very few people who've kind of figured out how to make all the moving parts work together. And I think some of those people are some PR people, like very, very few. Like I could count them on half my hand. How do you work with a brand that is happy to pay an inordinate amount of money for a newspaper ad, but doesn't want to pay anything to person who has a blog and a social media following and is actually reaching people, and you can actually count how many people have seen the whatever campaign that they've done, etc. It's hard on all sides, and I cannot believe that in 2017 I'm still talking about how people don't know how this shit works. Like, when is it going to end? It's so frustrating. I mean, I say no to so much work, not just because the person on the other end of the line is so fucking clueless, but also because so many times people get in touch and they have no idea what it is I do. Like, they have no idea. They have not spent any time on anything. They probably even haven't Googled me. It's just, I understand word of mouth is great, but word of mouth doesn't mean that someone tells you, oh, you know, this person is amazing, you should work with them, and then you just go and work with them. Do some background research, figure out who they've worked with, what is it that they do, and then maybe get in touch with them and see if it fits and you want to work with them or not. The call I got was like, oh, so you have 80,000 followers. And I'm like, 80,000 followers where? Like, what are you? You know, I was trying to be polite, and they're like, you have 80,000 subscribers, right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So then I was like, okay, let me explain this to you. I hope you don't mind. So I have a blog, and I get visitors to the blog, so those views can be counted as subscribers, I suppose. Then I am there on Instagram. I have so many followers on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I have so many followers on Twitter. I am on Facebook. Facebook page has so many followers. So, and there will be some overlap. There are some people who are following you everywhere. So what number are you talking about? Oh, we want blog articles. What the fuck is that even supposed to mean? Like, do you know what a blog is? Blog articles? God. Like, I don't mind talking to people. I like people. I mean, mostly, but when people do this, like, you call up out of the blue, you don't know what I do, you have no idea what you want. And then, of course, it turned out that they were used to working with, like, traditional media people. I honestly don't even know what that means anymore. What is a traditional media person? Are you talking about someone who is employed at a print magazine? ओके, डिफाइन इट ना. ये क्या होता है? ट्रेडिशनल मीडिया कंपनी में काम करते हैं, हमारे एसोसिएट बन गए हैं एंड पार्टनर बन गए हैं. आई गेट इट, ऑफ कोर्स यू हैव टू बिल्ड रिलेशनशिप्स एंड दैट्स हाउ दिस शिट वर्क्स, बट यू, आई मीन, यू कांट कंपेयर अ प्रिंट मैगजीन पर्सन हु वर्क्स एट अ प्रिंट मैगजीन विथ समवन लाइक मी. आई डोंट हैव एन एम्प्लॉयर. आई एम my own employer. So when you say that, oh, we have like 5 days for you in I don't know, Timbuktu, it's not like I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna drop everything and be like, okay, 5 days, yay, holiday. It's not a holiday. And all expenses paid trips do work. I'm not saying that like बिल्कुल भी नहीं होना चाहिए, like, oh my god, like, and you need to pay me for like everything. Well, yeah, you need to pay me for everything, But an all expenses paid trip can work if you say that, hey, you know what? We want, see, it's called a familiarization trip for a reason, right? They say fam trip, it means familiarization trip. उसका मतलब होता है कि आपको कहीं लेके जाएंगे और हमारे ब्रांड के लोग और हमारे ब्रांड के बारे में आपको पता चलेगा. दैट्स वॉट इट वॉज सपोज टू बी. लाइक एन इंट्रोडक्शन टू द ब्रांड, इंट्रोडक्शन टू द पीपल बिहाइंड द ब्रांड, द स्टोरी, द हाउ आर द प्रोडक्ट्स मेड, द बिहाइंड द सीन्स एटसेट्रा. नाउ इट हैज बिकम दिस थिंग वेयर यू नो वी वॉन्ट यू टू राइट ब्लॉग आर्टिकल. दैट्स नॉट अ फैम ट्रिप, दैट्स वर्क. ओके, एंड इफ यू से ओके मे बी लाइक टू बिल्ड अ रिलेशनशिप टू फाइंड आउट मोर अबाउट द ब्रांड, इट्स अ ब्रांड दैट आई एम इंटरेस्टेड इन, इट्स अ काइंड ऑफ ब्रांड प्रोफाइल दैट आई यूजली वर्क विद, एंड यू से हे वी वॉन्ट टू इन्वाइट यू टू लाइक 5 days इन इटली एंड वी वॉन्ट यू टू यू नो कम एंड सी हाउ आर स्टफ इज मेड सो दैट यू नो हाउ इट वर्क, यू मीट अ पीपल एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा. या श्योर, वाई नॉट, 5 days वेकेशन, आई यू हैव नो एजेंडा, यू डोंट वॉन्ट मी टू डू एनी थिंग, दिस नो वर्क रियली, आई माइट कंसिडर इट इफ इट इज ऑफ सीजन फॉर मी ह्योर इन इंडिया. And it literally is never off season in India. And then I might be like, ठीक है 5 days छुट्टी मार के आनी है, whatever. Which is also tough because यहाँ पे भी काम होता है यार. I mean, some client might call up and say, hey, you know, I want you to do this shoot for me. Are you available? And I'm not available. And that's, you know, money I'm never going to earn. So I'm not even charging for opportunity cost. Bloody hell, the number of people who have no idea what opportunity cost is. यार क्या हो रहा है, मतलब इस देश में क्या गधे पैदा हो रहे हैं क्या? कौन सिखाएगा तुम्हें यार, तुम्हें खुद सीखना पड़ेगा. यू आर रनिंग योर बिजनेस, यू आर रीचिंग आउट टू पीपल, आस्किंग देम टू डू थिंग्स फॉर यू, यू शुड नो कि अपॉर्चुनिटी कॉस्ट क्या होता है, अमंग ऑफ कोर्स अ बंच ऑफ अदर थिंग्स. ओके, आई नीड टू लाइक टेक अ सिप ऑफ कॉफी बिफोर आई कॉल मोर पीपल गदाज. सो या फिगर आउट, लाइक आई डोंट नो हाउ यू आर मेकिंग बिजनेस इन योर, आई मीन मेकिंग मनी इन योर बिजनेस, बट इट्स सिंपल, यू डू वर्क, यू गेट पेड फॉर इट. You build a relationship with a brand who hires me all the time and then says that, oh, we have this very, very prestigious event that's happening and it would be amazing if we could invite you for it and you're taking care of all my expenses. Why the fuck will I say no? It's because, you know, they're my client, they've been paying me, it's a great relationship. But you can't just off the bat call up someone and say, ki aa jao. Kisi naukri wale ko phone karke batao tum ki 5 din ke liye aa jao aur hame ye kaam chahiye. Kaun karke dega? उसकी कंपनी भेजेगी मोटा सा बिल तुमको, ऐसे थोड़ी होता है. लाइक इट्स सो अब्सर्ड, लाइक ऑन ऑल लेवल्स. सो या दिस इज व्हाट आई वाज बेसिकली वांटिंग टू एड्रेस टुडे बिकॉज़ आई बीन रीडिंग अबाउट समबडी सेइंग ऑन ट्विटर दैट इट्स ओके फैम ट्रिप्स इज दैट, बट दे आर नॉट रियली फैम ट्रिप्स एनी मोर आर दे. इट्स बिकम दिस थिंग दैट यू इनवाइट ब्लॉगर्स, ओके फाइन, यू नो मे बी यू गेट अ यंग ब्लॉगर किड हुज जस्ट जॉइन एंड हु कांट रियली अफोर्ड अ ट्रिप टू लाइक 5 days इन इटली फॉर एग्जाम्पल. सो यू से यू डैंगल इट कैरेट एंड से ओके कम फॉर इटली, यू नो कम हियर फॉर 5 days, वील टेक केयर ऑफ ऑल योर एक्सपेंसिस एंड ऑल एंड वी वॉन्ट यू टू लाइक डू समथिंग फॉर अस, लाइक यू टेल अस वॉट यू विल डू, दैट इज ऑल्सो स्टिल ओके. देन इट इज अप टू दैट ब्लॉगर एंड वी लाइक ओके ठीक है दिस इज वॉट आई कैन डू, आई डू लाइक 2 social media अपडेट्स एवरी डे, दैट्स इट. So then it's fine, you know, you gave them, you told them what you are offering and then they tell you what they can do in that. So it's like cost and deliverables, right? That's how it works. You call up and you say that, okay, look, this is our budget. लेकिन वो budget बोलने में कि ये हमारा budget है, उसमें मेहनत लगती है जो कि कोई करता नहीं है. How do you know what your budget is? You have to know what you want in the first place. Have you done any research? Like what is the market rate like these days? कुछ तो पता होना चाहिए ना, ऐसे क्या अंधाधुंध किसी को भी फोन करके बोल रहे हैं हमें तो ये चाहिए. अरे चाहिए क्या, क्या कौन कर, व्हाट इज द वर्क दैट दैट पर्सन डज दैट यू आर रीचिंग आउट टू देम एंड सेइंग दिस इज व्हाट वी वांट एंड देन दैट पर्सन डजंट इवन डू व्हाट यू वांट देम, यू जस्ट वेस्टिंग टाइम. फॉरगेट दैट यू वेस्टिंग समवन एल्सस टाइम, कंसीडर दैट ओह आई एम सो सेल्फिश, आई डोंट रियली गिव अ फक अबाउट समवन एल्स, यू वेस्टिंग योर ओन टाइम. आई एम अज्यूमिंग यू हैव अ टीम, यू वेस्टिंग देयर टाइम. इट्स जस्ट आई मीन आई एम जस्ट लाइक व्हाट द फक इज गोइंग ऑन. And then, you know, I try to explain that, look, I don't work like traditional media people. I assume you mean someone who works in like a print magazine. You know, they're getting a salary. For them coming down to like Italy or some foreign place for 5 days is like, chalo, job se chutti hogi 5 din ki. Literally, because they don't have to go to office for those 5 days. Most people bitch about their office anyways. They might not want to see their boss's face for 5 days. And it's like, वापस आके whether they do an article in their magazine or not. So many times I've heard from clients like, अरे हमने पता है इनको invite करा था, उन्होंने तो कुछ किया ही नहीं. Like, they didn't write an article about us. Yeah, because one, you don't have the balls to tell someone who works in a print magazine that we want an article, which is why we're inviting you for a fam trip. Because, oh, you know, that's not how it works. Print वालों को थोड़ी बोल सकते हैं. तो ब्लॉगर को क्यों कैसे बोल सकते हो यार तुम? And they were explaining to me that, oh, you know, so what we do is we buy an ad in their magazine. So that's how it's like a fam trip. And they come and then they write an article about us and we spend money on an ad. So basically, तुम लोग readers का चूतिया काट रहे हो. Right? Because the magazine will not say that this was a fam trip, all expenses paid, we are writing an article about them. Right? Magazine is not going to tell that. There is no disclosure. And you are not going to disclose that you bought an ad, which is why that was the negotiating tactic and that was the give and take. So who's the idiot here? The consumer is the idiot. And now it's so clear on, like on my blog, I don't even have ads, yeah? So how can you call me up and say, oh, we can buy an ad on your blog? No, you can't. There are no ads. I don't sell ads on my blog. So zero research, first of all, which is like, I can, unbelievably pissed off because of that. Secondly, theek hai, maybe that's another model you can look at. But the rates that you would pay a magazine for an ad and the rates you would pay a blog for an ad, they're very different. Clearly, you have not done your research. You, I mean, on any level. So yeah, I mean, karo fam trip bhai, jisko karni hai. I mean, I know so many people who go on these fam trips and cruises and this and that. I get it. I've also done those, but I've made it very clear that all expenses paid, the max, if I am available, I can do. And is maybe one or two social media updates. That's it. Because I am not going to carry my DSLR and photograph your entire brand experience and then come back and write an extensive, comprehensive blog post about it and do a 3-month long social media campaign for no pay. I'm not going to do it. So it's hard negotiating with people and it's hard to try to explain how this works. A lot of people just tend to get offended ki are ye kaise baat karti hai. Like, oh, I don't talk like this with people on the phone, but I will giggle sometimes because it's like, what are you talking about? Oh shit. I got a call recently for some music festival that's happening somewhere in India. And like, hey, I'm calling from this agency or whatever it was and we would like to invite you. And, you know, can you, are you available on these dates? I mean, I wasn't available on those dates, but I was like, you know, I'm kind of on chutti chutti, but like, if you want me to do some work and all, I can look at it. So what do you want me to do? So he's like, oh, we want you to come here and we want you to cover it. Okay. So you want me to cover it. So how much are you paying? Oh, we are only giving you festival passes. Oh, motherfucker. I don't want to be at the fucking festival. What do you mean you're giving me passes? I don't want your passes. It's hilarious. And I mean, this is in India. Main bahar international trips mein nahi jaati, main India mein kyun jaungi? Passes. Oh, ridiculous. I probably shouldn't even post this online because I'm ranting like this after a long time and I've used too many abuses that I wouldn't want associated with me. But like, I really don't care anymore, yaar. Kya ho raha hai? Matlab, thoda to dimag lagao, yaar. I think this has already become way too long and I'm like already sweating so much like energy, like whoa. But yeah, it's going to be 2018. It's not even a month left. I'm going to be complaining even in 2018, saying things like, it's 2018. Why is this happening in 2018? I don't think it's ever going to stop. It's appalling. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.